As we heard earlier from Micheál Lehane, the opposition says the stakes are high in the Dáil speaking rights row. The government wants to set up a new other members' questions, giving speaking rights to pro-government TDs, including the independents who support them. And they used their majority on the Dáil Reform Committee to push it through last night. However, the matter still has to be voted on by the full Dáil, where the government also has a majority, thanks to that independent support. Joining me now to talk about this, the Fine Gael Dún Laoghaire TD, Barry Ward, and Labour Party Whip and TD for Fingal East, Duncan Smith. Now, you were both at this Dáil Reform Committee meeting last night, so I'm going to ask each of you, maybe starting with you, Duncan, what happened?
For the first 2 hours of the meeting, it felt actually like a normal meeting, that we were actually maybe making a bit of progress. There was a meeting of minds on a couple of issues, like topical
and
issues.
It's all the different parties.
All the different parties are represented, bar the Lowry group at this point. And then the meeting turned on a sixpence when, almost out of nowhere, the government chief whip, Mary Butler, said, "We're not going to reach a consensus on this. I'm calling a vote." It led to audible gasps in the room from opposition. And what it fundamentally boils down to, and what the government side have been trying to dodge at all these meetings, which have been difficult meetings over the last number of weeks, is that they refuse to even deal with and countenance the issue of the Lowry group being designated a group in government. We in the Labour Party submission had a proposal on that. The government chief whip and the government side refused to even get to that point. They ducked, they dived, and they wanted to talk about everything else apart from that. But they couldn't run any longer. And when it came to the heat, Mary Butler just called a vote and they rammed it through. It was a disgraceful end to the meeting last night.
Barry Ward, is that your recollection of the meeting? What do you recall happening?
Well, what I recall over the last 3 weeks is dozens and dozens of hours of meetings when we have discussed the issues ad nauseum. We have put proposals. There have been concessions by the chief whip. The initial problem from the opposition was that opposition time would be taken away from them. That has been remedied. There is not a single minute of opposition time is being reduced. And I think really what it came down to last night was a desire for all of us to get back to work. The Dáil isn't functioning at the moment properly. Committees haven't been set up, including the Public Accounts Committee, which is one of the key instruments that the opposition uses to hold the government to account. They're not functioning. And so the proposal that this might trundle on for another week or another few weeks is totally unacceptable. We want to get back to work. And certainly speaking to people who I represent in Dún Laoghaire, they are fed up with this row trundling on, and it's time to bring it to a head.
Isn't that the risk for the opposition in all of this? I mean, the fact of the matter is, however deplorable you find what happened last night, the government had a majority. And when this matter comes back to the Dáil, the government also has a majority. So that's the way democracy works. Isn't it time to stop the pearl clutching?
In what Deputy Ward just said there, he said this has been about speaking time as if it's a quantum of speaking time. I'm on record from before Christmas on one of your sister shows here saying it's about access to the privileges of opposition, such as leaders' questions, priority questions, the few things that opposition have to hold a government to account and bring accountability to the Dáil.
And that's why this matters so much to the opposition.
That is why. If we remedied that and designated the Lowry Group as what they are, a group in government, all the other issues in terms of quantums of time and speaking rights and all the rest we can deal with. But they refuse to deal with this. This is not about the quantum of speaking time, it's about access to leaders' questions. Okay. And what they've done is they have created other members' questions, which is essentially leaders' questions by another name. They're absolutely upending how our parliament works, and they're diminishing accountability in the process.
So Barry Ward, other members' questions, how will that work? And is it a stunt to keep Michael Lowry, Barry Heenan, Gillian O'Toole and Danny Healy-Ray happy?
Well, two things. Firstly, what Duncan said would have some credibility if we were reducing the opposition's opportunity to ask those questions. We aren't. However, there are 53 backbench government TDs between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. And this is not about independence. I don't represent them. I'm not interested in fighting the cause for them at all. But I am interested in the fact that I have a mandate to represent, the same as Duncan. I have people who ask me questions and issues I want to raise with ministers, but I have no opportunity to do that. In the next 6 weeks, there will be 90
priority
questions.
There have been many debates
questions.
Where speaking time, though, has been allotted to government backbenchers.
Of course, they haven't turned up to use it. No, I don't think that's the case. So what you're talking about is if there's an extended debate and not all all the time is used, that's fine on an issue that's minor. But we're not talking about debates. But it is worth pointing out, for example, that we had a debate on domestic violence yesterday. One of the opposition TDs tweeted a picture of the Dáil complaining that there was only one or two government members there. Government backbenchers had no right to speak in that debate. There's no space for us at all. This is about asking questions and giving an opportunity to government backbenchers who also have mandates the opportunity to operate that mandate.
You have those.
Why is the government getting involved? I mean, we saw the scenes of disruption in the Dáil. The opposition say they're going to, I'll talk to Duncan in a moment about that, about what they might do. But Michael Lowry, who is the man who, you know, engineered or helped negotiate the coalition that brought this government into being and gave it its majority. In 2011, Micheál Martin told the Dáil that Michael Lowry was an insidious and pervasive influence who'd engaged in cynical behaviour. And it was a non-contested all-party motion that voted, Dáil Éireann voted unanimously, Michael Lowry should resign. So why is this government, that's in 2011, in 2025, going to all this trouble? It's gone on for 6 weeks. Why go to all this trouble for a man that Dáil thought should have resigned in 2011?
Well, we're not going to all this trouble for that man or for any other independent TD. As I say, I'm here to represent the interests of 53 backbench TDs between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil who have no time at the moment. Now, last night we met in circumstances where one of the Sinn Féin TDs said that if we did not do what they wanted, all hell would break loose. Now, you cannot operate a democratic parliament under the threat of all hell breaking loose. That is not the way democracy operates. And I think the opposition, if they're going to throw their toys out of the pram again the way they did on the 22nd of January, need to think very carefully about whether we actually have a parliament that's going to function, do the business of the people, hold the government to account and deal with issues, or is there going to be the same theatrics that we saw in the trade?
And that is the question, Duncan Smith, maybe to address that. I mean, you were talking before the interview started about that AI-generated fantasy that Donald Trump tweeted yesterday about a golden Gaza. He's talking tariffs. He's accusing the EU of screwing the USA. Is this the time for the public to be watching politicians in Leinster House screaming and roaring at each other and holding up the Dáil's business? For instance, the committees that could be holding, you know, the Arts Council overspending to account right now.
Look, I had to cut short a speech on Ukraine, the third anniversary of Ukraine, yesterday to go to this meeting yesterday. As a new foreign affairs spokesperson for the Labour Party, I want to be speaking about Trump. I want to be speaking about the grotesque things that he is doing and the changing in the international order. But it is also important that we ensure that that our parliament functions in an accountable manner. And what Deputy Ward has stated there,
being Trumpian in the way it's using its
they
majority,
are absolutely distorting how parliament is working now. What Deputy Ward is saying in terms of accountability is that government TDs are now going to be given the same right as opposition to hold their own government to account. I, unlike Deputy Ward, I've been in every meeting of this whole affair, including the meetings that had Deputy Michael Lowry in it. I know exactly what he asked for unambiguously on the meetings of the day that you tried to elect a Taoiseach. He wanted, for him and his group, leaders' questions, priority questions.
Is this
members
for
business.
Michael Lowry?
Yes, and they got it. What they forced through yesterday, and I know a number of the government members that meeting yesterday didn't make any contribution, they're surely embarrassed. This is what Barry's doing this morning, is defending the indefensible on the national airwaves. And yeah, ultimately, we will have to move on and deal with the issues of the day, but not until such time that the opposition makes it clear that this is absolutely unacceptable, that this is a subversion of our accountability in our
parliament.
How do you do
that? They have the majority.
We're meeting, after this, I'm going to meet the leaders and the whips of the other opposition parties to see what we can do. There's many ways in which we can make things uncomfortable
without
for
cutting
the
off
government.
Your nose to spite your
yes,
face.
Yes, again, we are responsible politicians at the end of the day to our constituents and to the country and to our parliament, the rights of which we're trying to uphold here, unlike the government.
Barry Ward, last word.
It is absolutely not true to suggest that we're giving an equal opportunity to government TDs to ask questions to the minister. The reality is the bulk of the time still goes to the opposition. We're adding two extra questions per week that will be divided between those who are not opposition TDs, the 53 backbenchers and others. That's what it's about. Now, Duncan needs to say, if he's opposed to this, why is it that my mandate doesn't get to be exercised the same way his does? Why is it that I don't get to ask questions? Is it the case that I have nothing to ask of ministers on various issues that constituents bring to me in Dunleary? I don't think it is. And I think if we want to talk about this, it really boils down to fairness and the fairness of the distribution of opportunities within the Dáil to all TDs, not just those in opposition.
You have multiple opportunities to ask questions.
We'll be hearing more about this, no doubt, for the moment. Thank you both for coming in to give us your perspectives on it. That's Barry Ward and Duncan Smith.